I spent a lifetime looking for you. So begins Johnny Lee's country western song, Looking for Love. Looking for love in too many faces, searching their eyes, looking for traces of what I'm dreaming of, hoping to find a friend and a lover. I'll bless the day I discover another heart looking for love. Well, country music philosophizes with homespun wisdom about the most basic human events and emotions. Johnny Lee sang the search of looking for love. The Magi might have enjoyed this song along their desert route. The Magi seemingly had everything, yet they realized something was missing. Matthew's description of their gifts has solidified the idea that they were possibly three wealthy fellows. Their identity transformed into royalty by Isaiah's prophecy, with his description of the nations who would seek Israel's wisdom and relationship with God. Well, realistically, a desert crossing caravan from the east surely included more than three people, and not only servants. Most probably, it included different generations of pilgrims representing one or more clans. And because we know almost nothing about them, they sort of take hold of our imagination and become the carriers of our own search for meaning and what might be missing in our lives. Well, unlike the lackeys who theologized and searched the scriptures for King Herod, the Magi were genuine religious pilgrims, and they were willing to cross physical and intellectual borders, something we would call grace. Enticed them, leading them to believe that nature itself, a star of wonder, was communicating a message of earth-shaking importance. So surely the Magi were wealthy and socially significant in their own right. Yet like Abraham, our father in faith, they were willing to risk name and fame and to seek more than the comfort and power they left back home. It takes a particular combination of courage and confidence to do what they did. And actually, they were the precursors of the disciples who abandoned their occupation and even their reputations for the sake of the gospel. The Greek word epiphany is a synonym for apocalypse and manifestation, and both refer to a revelation. The dictionary of Merriam-Webster tells us that a revelation is an enlightening or an astonishing disclosure. And in the contrast between the Magi and Herod's theologians, today's gospel depicts the difference between people who can receive a revelation and those who protect themselves from it. Theologian Silvano Fasti describes those open to revelation with this paradoxical statement: the person who seeks is the person who knows. Or as the National Enquirer advertises, inquiring minds want to know. So what did the Magi know? They knew that their stores of wisdom, knowledge, and certainties were smaller than the whole truth. They knew that growth requires displacement. And displacement is the uncomfortable process of venturing into the unknown. Displacement, it stretches and questions our assumptions, all for the sake of a greater depth of being. As I anticipate retirement from active pastoral ministry in 6 months, I have my own questions about displacement and venturing into the unknown. Johnny Lee's song describes the wrong places he went looking for love. And most of us could write our own list of dead-end attempts at finding our heart's desire. Matthew's Magi tell us, life is a journey, always moving forward, and each step can open us to more. The Magi also warn us about what Dietrich Bonhoeffer called cheap grace. Cheap grace, the easy answers, and religious facts that provide security rather than call us into growth. So maybe what have been your dead-end attempts at seeking your heart's desire? The Magi had more faith in God than in their own ideas and understanding. They were willing to sing for the rest of their lives, I spent a lifetime looking for love. Well, we might look to them as the patron saints of evolution, for they remind us that no matter how much we accomplish, how much we learn or love, God keeps offering more to those who are willing to seek and find it. Well, sometimes in our search, we end up in the wrong places, don't we? We may not know the way, but we can trust God, that God points us in the right direction. And like the Magi who left Herod to his own devices, it's always possible to reorient ourselves. Epiphany, it's not an event of ancient past. It's a manifestation of finding God and God's presence within us and within our community of faith. Our journey will not end on this earth, but we cannot do better than spend our lifetime seeking.